here at the Farm Broadcasting Convention, I'm visiting with Bruce Troutman. And Bruce, I understand you are a Monsanto groundbreaker farmer. Tell me where you're from and a little bit about what you do.
Bruce Troutman from Sutton, Nebraska. We had a groundbreaker plot on our farm this year where Monsanto gave us the seed. We had 14 different hybrids in a test plot and planted them as we do our normal crops, taking care of them just as normal as we always do with the rest of the crops.
So what does this mean to you to participate in this kind of a program?
It meant a lot of, it gave me a lot of value looking at their products on my own farm, using my own practices to see a difference in the drought tolerant hybrids.
Well, we had an interesting year weather-wise. What did you see? I mean, what did you kind of learn from that?
Our drought tolerant hybrids out-yielded the conventional hybrids that were planted directly side by side. 5 to 6 bushel better, and it compared conventional corn to the drought tolerant hybrids. Drought tolerant hybrids, we noticed, were better standability, better plant health, stayed greener longer, and in turn yielded better. So it's something we're going to look at next year in the future.
Well, yeah, that was where I was going to ask you next. Is, you know, in seeing that, I'm going to assume that might affect your seed buying decisions.
Oh, definitely. We've been through a mild fall so far, a dry fall. We have no soil moisture left, so it's going to be a difficult situation next spring also if we don't pick up a lot of moisture.
Well, it's the weather changes every year, you know, so we don't know what to expect, but we're going to hope for a little better than we had this year, at least in the Midwest. Thank you very much, Bruce Troutman, just visiting here. He's a Monsanto groundbreaker. We're at the Farm Broadcasters Convention, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman.